George H.W. Bush, as a former president, will get an elaborate state funeral. He will lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol from Monday afternoon to Wednesday morning. His funeral service will be at Washington National Cathedral. NPR's Greg Murray looks at how these ceremonies have evolved from small family affairs to major national events.
George Washington set a precedent when he was buried in a modest private ceremony at his Mount Vernon estate in Virginia.
There's very much sort of this older tradition of presidents being buried on family properties, near family properties, and a lot of the funeral arrangements are handled by family members.
Matt Costello is the senior historian with the White House Historical Association, a private group that works closely with the White House. Today, presidential funerals are planned years in advance by a large military task force that works closely with the government and the ex-president's family. These funerals also bring together that very elite club of ex-presidents.
There's only a few people walking the face of the earth that understand the pressures, the anxieties, the circumstances, the challenges that you're going to face in that office.
Here's George H.W. Bush speaking at the last funeral for an ex-president, that of Gerald Ford in 2007.
His presidency will be remembered as a time of healing in our land.
Partisan differences melt away. Democrat Bill Clinton eulogized Republican Richard Nixon in a 1994 service.
For the past year, even in the final weeks of his life, he gave me his wise counsel, especially with regard to Russia.
One of the first truly national funerals took place when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in Washington in 1865. His body was taken on a train ride covering some 1,700 miles to his home in Springfield, Illinois.
All along the way, in every major city, the funeral train would stop. There would be a massive funeral procession.
Louis Picone is the author of the book, The President is Dead, which recounts the funerals of all the deceased presidents.
Citizens would line up, they'd wait for hours, sometimes hundreds of thousands of people would line up to pass by the coffin to see the remains of Abraham Lincoln.
It got even more complicated once Lincoln's body reached Springfield. He was buried and reburied many times before he was finally placed in his current tomb.
Historians really lose track of how many times his body was moved over the years. It's a ballpark of about 15 times that his coffin was moved over the years.
The last president to die in office was John F. Kennedy. His 1963 assassination traumatized the country. Again, Matt Costello.
This was the first state funeral, really, that was, you know, put on television. So you had the statistic of something like 90 to 95% of Americans tuned in to watch the funerals.
Kennedy was buried at Arlington National Cemetery, which is a real exception. William Howard Taft is the only other ex-president buried in Arlington, just across the Potomac River from Washington. And just one president is buried in Washington, Woodrow Wilson, who's at the National Cathedral. Costello says we're seeing a new trend in recent decades.
All of the modern presidents who have modern presidential libraries are buried, along with their wives, at the presidential libraries.
George H.W. Bush will be buried next to his wife, Barbara, at his presidential library in College Station, Texas. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.